We'll read from Rav Schechter's Piskei Korona. Hoshanas v'akafas bizman hadev. What do we do this year? Bishas COVID-19. Do we do hoshanas and hakafas? Do we walking around with the lulavim and the Sifrei Torah and Simchas Torah? Is it any different? So he starts off with the issue of Kriyas HaTorah on Simchas Torah. So he writes, Me'ikir Hadin Kaimelon Shetsuma Ola LeTorah Afal Pi She'inu Yochol Likro Min HaSefer. So the Machlokes we've shown him in the Vilna Gaon Shita that we paskin that Asuma can get an Aliyah. In fact, that was, they say, over in the Lower East Side, Rav Moshe's father-in-law, Rav Moshe Tengler's father, Rav Isaac Tengler, I believe was blind. And what I hear is that every Shabbos, one got Shlishi, one got Shishi. Rav Moshe got one and Rav Isaac Tengler. However, I remember someone telling me that they did a Hosafa every week as well, just in case, just to cover themselves if a Suma isn't Ola Laminyan. But we pass in Me'ikar Adin that a blind person can get an Aliyah, even though he can't read from the Sefer, when we can't read Baal Peh. Aval, so therefore, the people ask, in Benko Veko Eino Kori Mitocha Sefer Torah, if the Ksuma isn't reading anyway, Madua Eino Omir HaBracha Mimakam, why doesn't he just make the bracha from where he is? So we pass in a blind person gets an Aliyah, but we also have the blind person come up to the Torah, even though he's not reading from it. Why doesn't he just make the bracha from the place where he is? Shevimnei Kavod HaTorah Yesh Lo Alechas Lo Malkam HaSefer. It's Kavod HaTorah. You should go to the Sefer. This is like people say when they come around, people don't like, Rav Schechter doesn't like the practice of walking the Torah around. Like the Torah is coming to you. You should be going to the Torah. Kavod HaTorah. So the reason why, even though we paskin Me'ikar Adin, that a Suma could get an Aliyah, and therefore Pashas and if he's not reading, why does he make it from where he's staying? It's Kavod HaTorah, he goes. That's why there was a whole discussion. That's where Sternbrook brings down Van de Gra, that based on this, he was matir that people getting an Aliyah from where they were. Like today during Corona. Let's say he's talking about porch minyanim even. You can be on different porches, he says it's okay. So what about Kavod HaTorah? So, B'shas HaMageifa, so what could we do? We can't get closer. Or one could just, the different ways of working it out, you could have the Baal Kori move away, you could go in and lane, make the bracha and then leave. But that's, so Me'ikar Adin, Suma gets a bracha, yet we still say he should walk. That's why Rav Schechter's and others believe that it's best that the Baal Kore get all the Aliyahs, assuming, you don't have the plexiglass and you can't do it in a safe way, because it's not the same as a Suma. A Suma comes up to the Torah. He doesn't just read out Kavod HaTorah. He thinks it's better. But Bizman HaMageifa, Sheyesh Bezeh Sakana, Lamo B'Samach L'Baal Kore, during the time of the Corona, where it's dangerous to stand next to the Baal Kore, Hevanti Sha'adiv Sha'Baal Kore Yikabok, he thinks it's better that the Baal Kore gets all the Aliyahs, unless you have like a plexiglass there or some other safe method. And he says as well, and you shouldn't do Hosafas. If the Baal Kore is doing all, making all the brachas, then you shouldn't have Osafas. And the Lach is Simchas Torah is a Yantif, so how many Aliyahs do we have on a Yantif? We have five. So Simchas Torah Me'ikar Adin is no different. We have five aliyahs, and we just do, to give everyone an aliyah, we do many halsafas. So Yantav Sheyesh Chamesh Aliyahs, so Baal Kori Yikar Baal Kolachav, that the Baal Kori should get all five aliyahs. Lo Mistaber Shenosif Yikar Baal Ovo, it doesn't make sense that we do all these halsafas and just give them all these brachas. He's getting enough brachas, so therefore we could just cut it down to five. And make her Adin Kaima, and we paskin, like Rabbi Notam quotes in the name of Rabbi Meshulam, Shamafta Ola Laminin Hakru. And we paskin, they're really mafta counts. They're always making osafas. How do I know mafta counts? Because on a tainis, the shlishi gets the maftir. Because why on Shabbos in Yantif? Certainly on Shabbos. But on Yantav as well, the real Me'ikar Adin, we give Hosafas, because Maftas Ola Minyan, we do Maftas separately. Since you're allowed to do Hosafas, so lenient on Shabbos and Yantav. But on a Tainis, you may Chol, you're not allowed to do Hosafas, so therefore we follow the Me'ikar Adin, that the Maftas counts as the third. So already. So there's no need to make Hosafas if the Baal Kore is getting, we don't have to give him 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 brachas. Amasha Ola Mafti La'achar Shekvar Karano Kol Chamesh Aliyas. And the Mafti we read after the five Aliyas, Ebitores Hosafa. So that's all a Hosafa. V'chemasha Kore Mi Bereshis. And when we read from Bereshis on Simchas Torah, V'chemat Shekorei V'parshas Pinchas, Zeha Kol Hosafas. V'imrotzim Linho Kain, and if you, V'imrotzim Linho Kain, V'krom, and if you want, he says, those are all Hosafas. So what Rav Schachter recommends, if you want, that he says, V'krom, V'parshas Bereshis, V'gami Sefer Shlishi, V'parshas Pinchas, so he says, if you to get to five, so you can just read Zos HaBracha in three Aliyahs. Aliyah Revi Tiyah Mibreishis, the fourth Aliyah will be from Bereishis. V'achamishis Miparshas Pinchas. And the fifth one should be Parshas Pinchas. V'rak HaBaal Kori Yivarach Al, and you only give the Baal Kori the five Aliyahs. V'az Yol V'az Lo Yomar, and Chatz Lo Yomar Chatz Kaddish Ad LaAchar Gemar Kol HaBracha. You don't say like we do today, for those who follow Rav Schachter Shita. Kol HaBracha Shavtar Shachar. You don't do them since we're not doing when we don't do the Chatz Kaddish until after, because there's no reason to put Shach. Usually you call up the Maftir, it's not covered at Torah, he reads from the Navi and not from the Torah, but here we were taught it's the same Baal Kore, he already read from the Torah, so we could do the Chatzi Kaddish after the Haftorah. So therefore that's what Rav Schachter seems to say, we don't go, you won't have the minhag of giving everybody an Aliyah, because he doesn't go with the Indian of just calling people up from the seats. He thinks it's best the Baal Kore does all the brachas. If that's the case, there's no point in giving the Baal Kore 100 brachas. And he says that if you want, you could, in order to keep the service down, and if you want, you need Me'ikar Adin, we just need five Aliyahs on Yantif. So if you want to do the first three from Zos HaBracha, the fourth from Bereshis and the fifth from Parshas Pinchas, that you could do that. That's what he writes by the Torah. And then what about Hoshanis or Hakafis? V'mei ha-sakana ulai adef shirach ha-shliach sibur or rav. He says, because the sakana is better than either the shliach sibur or the rav, Yaakov levado, he does. He goes to use Hoshanas by himself, Zechel HaMikdash, V'chein B'Simchas Torah, and similarly in Simchas Torah, Rak HaShliach Sibor HaRav Yaakov HaMachos HaKol HaKafa. Then, this have the Shriach Tzibur or the Rav go around once is to be Yotze HaKafis. But other if it's best not to dance at all. Pen Yavo Idei Miksho B'Nyani HaKakas, that you'll end up violating the HaKakas, meaning social distancing HaKakas. Ukshiyakev go yanicho asefer al shulchan, ela go yanicho asefer al shulchan, ela yakev im asefer Torah b'yado. You should hold it, not put it on the bima. Va'ayim ashabiyano v'sefer nefesh harav kavanas hemshech minik hakafa v'dalad minim kol zayim and hasukas v'akava v'sefer Torah nisava v'shchina b'sim. So he says better than just to go around once, have the Shuyak Sibor, the Rav, do it. And then he talks about, what about the minhag of reading Kehelas on Sukkos, Shabbos Chol Hamoed, which we don't have. Hence it would be Shmini Atzeres. V'mchoshesh in machmas sakanas hadavar. Sh'atfila tarech b'yotir machmas kehel. If you think the davening is going to go too long. Mistaber shekamosha tikan Rabbi Akiva Eger. This is Rabbi Akiva Eger instituted lahashmid ala piyutim b'shas sakanas hadavar. This is like Rabbi Akiva Eger during the pandemic, during his time, got rid of all the piyutim because they're only minhagim. They she'enam ela minhag. Hachinami yavshar lahashmid kriyas kelas gizeh gamkein minhag mavur mesechus. So you could get rid of kelas completely this year because it's only a minhag. If you're to yokai minhag kriyas haTorah b'mincha, but if you want to, so if you don't want to do it at chakras because davening's too long, so if you're to yokai minhag kriyas kelas b'mincha, b'vade shape dummy, it's best not to eliminate the minhag, but at least move it to kehelas, to mincha time. Or if ima shehizbir rabbeinu shebizman atanam. And when should we read it? So we quote that Vimasha Hizbir Rabbeinu Shevizmana Tanam Hayu Isik Kriyas Ksuvim Bechol Shabbos. There was an Isser reading from Ksuvim Shabbos. When did the Isser begin? When did it end? It began once you started Kriyas HaTorah the Shacharis until you finished Kriyas HaTorah the Mincha. Vashar Alkein Hiningo, that's why he explains, why is the minhag that we read Kehelas before the minhag is we read Kehelas before Kriyas HaTorah of Shacharis, even though Tadeh V'Sheino Tadeh Tadeh Kodem, and you should have read Kriyas HaTorah first, is because since the Issur Ksuvim began once you read from Kriyas HaTorah of Shacharis, so therefore you should read Kehelas before. V'az Kriyas Ksuvim Rak Matchil B'Shabbos HaBokel HaKriyas. So if he said Im Yikru B'Mincha, therefore if we're going to do it this year at Mincha on Shabbos Shmini Atzeres, Mistama Min HaNochon Likro Tchila B'Sefer Torah Rak Achachak. So you should do it. You might think, oh, so do it before. No, you do it afterwards. Because after you finish Kriyas HaTorah Mincha, the Isur of reading Ksuvim Bizman HaTanam is off. The Rakha Akar Kriyas HaTorah Ben Mincha B'Shabbos Hutya Likro B'Ksuvim. So therefore, that's what he recommends. He says, for those who are concerned of long davening, if you want to get rid of Kehelas completely, you can. However, it's better not to get rid of Kehelas. Do it at Mincha. When should you read it? Should we read it before Kriyas HaTorah Mincha like we do before Kriyas HaTorah Shacharis? No, he says, really we should read Kriyas HaTorah in the morning first. Tadeh V'Sheino Tadeh Tadeh Kodem. But since there's an Isur Bizman HaTanam to read Ksuvim on Shabbos, so therefore we read it before the Isser begins. Isser begins once we read the Kriyas HaTorah in the morning, and it doesn't go until after Mincha, hence we have to read Kehelas after Mincha. And if you're worried that you're getting too close to Shkia and you're not going to finish Mincha in time, then Yeshu Achar Kriyas Kehelas Adla Achar Tviyas, then it's fine, you read Kehelas after Mincha. That's Rav Shechter's recommendation. So to summarize, he says he's against you know, even though we passed Kinsumik again in Aliyah, but it's covered at sea, but since we can't call people up, so better not to have people take Aliyahs from the seats. Therefore, he says, as he's been saying all along, have the Baal Koreh get all the brachas as well. And he says, if you want to, because of the pandemic, and they're only Hosafos anyway, he says, if you want, you could read Zos HaBracha in three Aliyahs, then read Bereishis in the fourth Aliyah, and call up the fifth Aliyah Pinchas, and then do the Haftorah, and then afterwards, you could do the Chatzi Kaddish. In terms of Hoshanis and Hakafas, it's best that only one year, either the Rav or just the Chazan, go around one person in order to keep the social distancing. And what about Keheles? So he says, if you could eliminate it completely, if you have to, just like Rabbi Akiva Eger, Rabbi Deputin, but Minan Nachon, if you can, to read it at Mincha, and if you can read it at Mincha, we should read it after Kriyas HaTorah Mincha. Even though in the morning we read it first, that's because the Isser Talayim of reading Ksuvim on Shabbos doesn't kick in until after Kriyas HaTorah in the morning, until after Kriyas HaTorah Mincha. He says it's best to read it after Mincha, and if you're worried about Shkia, finish davening Mincha, and then you could read the book of Keheles.